the Shapeless Math Cast?
Yeah.
From podcast.shapelessmath.com.
That rules, yeah.
Except math.
How are you?
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Cut.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to podcast number 32.
Wow.
32. Yeah. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're hitting that big 5-0 before too long, and then we'll all be old and dead.
How can we make a podcast for dead?
We'll be zombies.
Yes.
I thought the answer was
brains. Brains.
Yeah. And so we got a lot of return guests. What about ready to introduce Amber?
Hello, everyone.
He's holding
as I cover my boobs.
Everyone, give a round of applause for Amber's boobs. Okay. And then we've got Tammy back.
Hi.
And her on again, off again man.
Who's been on again?
No, I know your name. And moving along, you know me. I'm EBA, and
I'm not.
Yeah, that's right.
Kitty and not the kitty.
I'm not the EBA.
Not the EBA. We have some feedback, actually, from an old friend who's been on the show before. This is John.
Dracula?
Yes.
Yeah,
not me.
Different John. Yeah, not that John.
Awesome! That was awesome!
I'm sorry. That's the weirdest thing. I actually cut the first part of this out because it was just personal to me. It didn't want anything for you guys. Yeah, I mean it. The podcasts are awesome. And if you and certain older peers ever say, yeah, we're both definitely free on X date, and X date falls on a week and a holiday, let's do a podcast with a wonderful Bracular. I will drop everything. I'm going to. Drop everything I'm doing up here for that day and rearrange my schedule to drive down there just to do a podcast. And then subject you to a couple hours of a TV show that will change your life in a non-Scientology Amway kind of way. I've actually just gotten in contact again with a bunch of old friends from New York who I've been out of touch with for almost a decade, and after sharing cool links and such, I'm pimping your website and podcast hard. Trying to drive the traffic up and all. The podcasts are just a really cool effort that should not go unrewarded. And I agree. So remember, if you want to reward us, we have PayPal, both of us. And you can just drop fat monetary donations since you're not going to send us our feedback! Anyway. Sorry.
I got kind of loud.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of regular listeners, but they used to write all the time, but they stopped. So...
I wanted to leave some feedback for ones that I was not on, but you've yet to add me as a friend, even though I've made the request.
You mean on my face?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the actual podcast has, like, comments. And we still accept that email. Speaking of which...
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and... EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
So, yeah, you should be checking us out at podcast.shapelessmaths.com. You can check Mr. Pierce out at
myspace.com/forward/SirMildredPierce.
You're saying forward slash that?
Yeah.
Are you mocking me? Is that
yes.
What it is?
Okay.
And you can check me out at www.
Actually, you should check out my Flickr because I finally uploaded some of my Filipino.
Still haven't seen any photos of your man boy bride from the Philippines.
Man boy bride? You have a boy bride?
It's a long story.
Okay.
But, or the chicks with dicks.
I'll have to hear it sometime.
Yeah. But,
chicks with dicks?
Yeah, the trainees that did the hair and makeup for the wedding.
My man manicure.
Okay, yeah. Everyone want to just get one out now, just to
fix this? No, that'll happen
feel
randomly.
Feel better, literally, because it's like applause.
You want to.
I'm sorry, it's a soda.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to go get some water.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, you visit me at www.shapelessmask.com. This is Bracular again. I enjoyed the all Sir Mildred Pierce cast immensely, though the open music caused me to think I downloaded something completely different. Also, play more of your own shit, Sir Mildred Pierce. You underrate yourself vastly.
You do. Yep.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's play some of my music.
Let's play some of your shit.
How do you play shit?
Easy, you just put it on the record.
You get some shit and you place it on the turntable. The ocean and the desert sea. Yeah, I like that.
I know what
I'm talking about. Can I tell the interesting, funny story behind this one?
Sure.
I don't know what it is. So.
It's about when you and Chuck recorded the vocals. You didn't write this song,
correct?
Chuck wrote this song. And he came in and they sang it. Nixon is the way that I wrote Palm. They sang it, right? And they recorded it. And they brought me in. They had this beautiful rendition. It was really well done. I loved the two of them singing it. And so they asked me what I thought of it. You remember now?
Yeah.
And I said, well, it sounds great, but it sounds like you guys are singing this love song to each other. Away from Easter, but fuck, it's already here.
I thought we just had an Easter.
What the hell is it?
Hey, mine's pink.
No, we just had a Valentine's
French
Day.
Blue.
I would have got all Cadbury cream eggs, but I know you don't like those, so I didn't get them.
Mine's got balls on it.
No, hang on. This is
yours
right.
Balls on it.
Snickers cream sports egg.
Yeah.
Might have volleyball on it.
What color is it?
You know, is it pink?
Easter
candy. It's supposed to be about, you know.
No, I love these things.
Are they good?
I was going to get Cadbury eggs, but he doesn't like Cadbury eggs.
Because they're too rich, so he gets these.
Because he's an anti-American bastard. Wait, no, that's not true.
Mm, they're kind of rich.
I don't like
the
nuts in my mouth.
That's not what it says in the bathroom around the corner at that gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to erase that.
Well, I wrote it up there, so I'll just go back and write it up again if you can.
Great.
Hey, okay, two interesting little tidbits, or not two interesting little stories, it's one story, but when I was buying these in the store, I noticed some other items that I considered buying instead, but I didn't, and I thought these were just worth sharing. One of them was they had natural eggs, and they looked, at first, I thought, okay, first off, I'm in the candy aisle. It's not frozen, and it looks like they've got dyed Easter eggs, you know? I was like, that's interesting. They're selling actual hard-boiled eggs. But I was like, wait a minute, but they're not... Here, I got trash right here. They're not, you know... They had natural eggs, and I was like, well, what's the deal with natural eggs? And I realized they were plastic eggs. They just were really good, like...
Renditions.
Yeah. But anyway, what was in them...
Were they hand-painted in China?
No. But imagine being the kid who gets this, okay? And you know there's some parent buying this shit, but it's little plastic eggs, and inside them are banana chips... Or raisins.
Oh my gosh.
And on the back, on the ingredients, the banana chips contained banana chips and a bunch of stuff, but the raisins, it said ingredients, raisins. It said raisins, ingredients, raisins. Which is kind of funny, but what was worse than that...
They were making grapes.
But what really cracked me up, and I really did almost buy them, is they were selling the same thing, same company, everything. They were plastic eggs. They were full of candy, though. There's all sorts of different types of candy, but they were... camouflage. Now, we live in the South. South Carolina, Georgia, whatever. And, you know, everything's got to be camouflage because that's the way we do shit, right? But then I started thinking about the cruelty of camouflaged Easter eggs.
In the woods.
And I was like, that was not a well-thought-out idea. Someone did not put two and two together and go, gee, Bob, those might be hard to find for those kids. You know, I don't...
Well, that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Have fun going.
Yeah, really. Going back to the banana and the raisin eggs.
I used to eat that shit all the time.
That's like Halloween when you go around and you get the apple from the dude.
Yeah.
And then the next morning his house is egged and teepeed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I like banana chips.
I do too. My rat's.
That's aliens. Because you're an alien.
White chocolate covered banana chips.
Anyway, the Snickers.
Fresh market.
Cream sports eggs. I didn't even know some sports.
I don't really get the sports.
I don't like people touching.
Yeah,
my
chocolate and sports don't usually go together.
That reminds me of the time.
And he likes airplanes.
At band camp?
No. The kids in the neighborhood and I, since I design things, that's my hobby. I just like to invent and design things. I actually had designed an airplane that we could make and fly around the neighborhood. Except, of course, we needed...
Did it work?
Well, no. We didn't have the money to build it or any of the tools and stuff. But I had, a long time ago, sketched out everything we needed. Oh. And, like, bill of sale and the stuff that we needed to buy.
Wow.
Exactly how much.
Just imagine.
This is what he does when he's bored.
Yeah, that's literally what I do when I'm bored. I pull out a piece of paper and just start sketching. And
now he's moved on to manifestos and anti-government literature. And well, we're going to play a song. You want to hear a new song by me?
Yay! Yeah.
Sure.
We'll
yay!
The song's called Perhaps Tomorrow Will Be Better. It's fine. during the song, John broke out the Fody that we bought for Nan. That was me with a song called
"You're
Perhaps
Not Gonna
Tomorrow
Be Able
Be Better."
To drink that whole thing.
You bet?
No, don't bet him.
No.
Do not bet him. I have to take him home.
Tell him to share.
Share, bitch, share.
The advice column.
How do I get glue off my hands?
Oh, I got the answer
is
to this
glue,
when we finish.
Or is it something else?
No, just when we get finished, I have the answer to this.
Well, that's kind of...
Let me read it.
Then. It says, how do I get glue off my hands? How hard is that?
Say it. Tell us,
read it.
Tell us your solution.
No.
Oh, is what's below it, which I'll send them, or...
No.
No, we haven't sent them anything.
Please don't look at the screen. It'll only confuse you.
Okay.
Obviously.
How do you get glue off your hands?
No, how do you get glue off your hands?
You have
a solution.
Depends on what type of glue it is. Whether it's like Elmer's glue or hot glue or... I hope it's not hot glue. Or Gorilla glue.
Okay, depending
Super
on the glue, there's the easy way out, which is rubbing alcohol.
Or sandpaper.
That's the hard way. But anyway, easy way out is rubbing alcohol. It doesn't really hurt. You can just rub it on the whichever part of the skin that it's on. Either that or you can hope for dead skin cells, rip it off or whatever it's stuck to and rub it off. Or there's the really painful way, which is...
Oh, that's not the really painful
way.
No. The really painful way is paint thinner.
Or you could always, you know...
Which, if you're going to use paint thinner to get any glue off of you... Make sure you dip it in the paint thinner for only a few seconds and immediately start washing, otherwise it will burn the shit out of your hands.
This is like the voice of experience here. Do you get glue on your hands a lot, or, I mean...
Where do you work?
My senior year, I super glued
the glue
my hands. No.
Oh, yeah!
My senior year of high school, I super glued my hands to my Spanish teacher's desk.
Hold up. Wait a minute. That's funny in itself.
You're
going to have to set this up.
I drug my hand and the table that it was glued to out the door on the way to lunch. Like,
why did you
just started walking
before you went to school that day?
So,
well, I knew I was going to...
How the fuck did that happen?
All right, my friend pulled out some super glue out of his pocket during my drafting class, which was second period.
Okay.
And I started super gluing, and we were messing around with it. And ended up using my
high school
class
students
too.
Playing around with super glue. What a great idea!
No.
And I mean, I just all up and down every single finger, all over the palm, and I literally pushed my palm.
So this wasn't an accident.
No, this was on purpose, and just stuck it down.
Were you high at the time?
No, I was perfectly fine.
It's just stupid.
But perfectly fine. You super glued your hand to the desk. That ain't perfectly fine. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway,
did you write this in?
No!
I'm just checking.
No, but anyway, I get it down, and it's like all on there perfect, and I hold it down for a good 30 seconds to about a minute. We were watching a video. I ended up falling asleep on my hand while it was super glued to the table. So it's on there pretty good. Ends up, I drag the desk and everything out. Well, my Spanish teacher is pissed off. My friend ends up...
I can't imagine why.
Ends up grabbing my hand at the wrist.
And
yanks it, and my hand is red, and parts of it are bleeding and whatnot, and you can see all the skin that was on my hand on the desk. I had to go get an X-Acto knife at a wood shop and, like, sand it all off. Oh, I don't need
Now you can go kill all those people for the seven deadly sins.
What? That was random.
And nobody saw the movie except him. Yeah, Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman made this obscure film called Seven that apparently none of you have seen.
I've seen it.
Slevin?
Yes, the lucky number Slevin.
With
Morgan Freeman.
Looked retarded, so I didn't even bother.
Morgan Freeman wasn't even black in it.
What?
I have no idea what's going on now. Yeah, so anyway, so your advice is glue your hand to the desk, basically.
No. My advice is rubbing
alcohol. Don't glue your hand to the desk.
It's either rubbing alcohol if it's, like, cheap super glue.
Or just get your friend to yank it off.
Paint thinner if it's really, really bad.
Well, that was great. Thank you.
All right, so my friend Mandy puts eye drops in her water to, like, make her go poop.
That does work.
Or something because her mom won't buy her laxatives because she's... trying to be a...
Okay, hang on.
The word is bulimic.
Bulimic.
One second. Bulimic is where you throw up. Taking laxatives and become skinny is a complete different word.
Okay, you're brilliant. She's not.
But
I guess she says she doesn't take them all the time, like once a month, but can they really hurt her?
Yeah.
So, I've never heard of this. Is this a real thing? People putting eye drops in water? Because that whole part about putting eye drops in water to make yourself go poop, that was just like, I read that and I was like, what?
Yes, three.
What the fuck?
Three is the preferred number.
I'm sure you put a lot of things in water.
Well, technically being bulimic is what they're doing, because anorexic is when you don't eat at all.
But bulimic is when
you eat and then you throw it up. Yeah. So this is a real thing,
promoting eye drops and
yes, it does work. Like I said, the preferred number is three. Any more than that, will just throw up.
So I was putting bleach in water, too.
Bleach. That will fucking kill you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I'm still alive.
Eye drops are what? Saline? What's an eye drops that would make you poop?
I don't know, but it could be a wicked case of the shits.
So you've tried this?
No, I've had it done to me.
Okay.
Okay, good. I was like, okay.
Good thing you didn't have your hand glued to the desk.
My hand glued to the desk, I would have been able to drink it.
You used your other hand to drink it.
Chug.
There are so many mean things I could say at this moment, but I'm going to be nice, and I'm not going to throw one. Okay, what's the advice for our friend here?
Maybe just go buy laxatives.
Would they actually?
Back.
I mean, it's not like mom's watching 24/7.
I don't think you don't have to get like.
Actually, the eye drops. If you do that on a continuous basis, the eye drops, you can really fuck yourself over.
I've never heard of that. I learned something today. Moving on.
Well,
he specifically wanted to hear body movement. I've got body movement instrumental, and body movement the Petmaster curve version.
The original.
I play the original. Yeah, I like the original.
Ready? One. You will do this four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times with both, then repeat. Body movement, it wants sound, and the sound so soothing. Body movement, if you're getting down, and you know what touch me. Let me get some action from the back section. We need body rocking, not perfection. Put your back full grip, but don't slip.
Is that so warm? The ship is docking, interlocking, and I'm right.
basically. You have to choose one or the other.
You cannot choose neither.
Yeah, you have to choose. And sometimes there are things to consider. We'll just kind of read a few here and get responses from people. So, you guys ready?
Yes. Huh?
Would you rather have living eyebrows that crawl about your face or leave a trail of paprika wherever you go?
Paprika?
What's paprika?
It's spice.
Spice, like, literally falling out of your asshole.
Like, it doesn't say.
I want the eyebrows.
The eyebrows.
They do that anyway, so.
The eyebrows that crawl over your face?
I think it's talking about, like, centipedes and eyebrows.
Yeah, basically. But they're still attached to you.
I would rather leave a trail of paprika. Yeah.
I don't really leave a trail of paprika, but that's just so I can, you know, find my
way
back.
But she can put her eggs down here.
That's right. Okay. Would you rather appear as Yasser Arafat in Mir or have a bizarre neurological condition where anytime you enter a room, Darth Vader's theme sounds? things to consider. Shaving, dating, public restroom.
The Darth Vader theme song.
Everyone wants Darth Vader. I mean,
just as soon as you walk into that bathroom stall,
Just the bathroom stall.
Enter the bathroom all the way, and then it starts over
at the same time, job interviews.
As far as the interview goes, as long as you just kind of play it off, you know, like, what theme?
You're hearing things.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant.
They'll be like, okay, you get the job. Just
okay.
Leave.
You guys ready for this? Would you rather have your eyes and nipples switch places, or your nose and perineum?
It's a perineum. The first one.
You want to enlighten
the virgin
Tammy as to what a perineum is?
Isn't that like a bone?
No, it's the
part in between.
Okay.
That's your.
You probably know it by another name, and that name is taint.
No, I don't.
Are you serious? That's right. You smell in your ass, between the coochie and your anus.
Oh.
The taint, you know.
No.
The gooch.
You're like, oh my god!
It's the small place of flesh between the genitals and the anus.
Mm-hmm.
And would you have like to have your nose there and smell your ass all day?
No.
Oh, you might even sit on your nose sometimes. That would suck.
What if it was just your nostrils?
So you have two holes?
I think the eyes and the nipples would be funny because it has
like a big breasted woman.
And your eyes would jiggle as you walk. That would be interesting.
That'd make you dizzy.
That kind of suck.
Yeah, plus.
You can swing. What are you
going to do?
Like, when you're working
okay,
out.
Guys, my eyes are down here. Wait. Wait.
Quit looking at my nipples.
That would be great. Would you rather urinate through your nose or smell things with your genitals?
I would like to urinate through my nose just so I can be like...
Before I asked the question, he already wanted to urinate through his nose.
I was just sitting at the lunch table just like, oh, dude, I got a piss. Hold one nostril and just like shoot it across the lunchroom. Oh, that'd be great. While you're rolling down the road, you got a pee, just roll down the window.
That'd be perfect, yeah.
You put way too much thought into this.
Okay.
That's why I'm an engineer.
Mr. Pierce?
Hmm? I was kind of hoping you didn't. Okay. You had noticed.
Well, not all these are sexual. Yeah. Or would you rather be restricted in writing utensils to lip balm or be plagued with an inescapable and involuntary tendency to insert the word bucket as every other word you say? Example, hey, bucket, Seth, bucket, Olive, bucket, you, bucket, Ben.
The bucket.
Yeah,
that sounds really
bucket.
Close to fuck it.
Bucket.
Yeah. Would you rather eat by putting food down your pants or not?
Yes.
That would be tight.
That would be kind of fun.
Dude, I am so hungry. Oh, I can eat all day.
These are horrible. Would you rather swallow a dozen thumbtacks or cut your lower lip off with a rusty pair of scissors?
Swallow the thumbtacks.
Yeah.
I know I'd rather have my lip cut off than rusty.
The lip's like a one-time thing. Like, you're done.
The thumbtacks can poke holes in your stomach. You would end up in the hospital with the morphine pump. No, they wouldn't put you in a hospital.
It's torture.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This
is like CIA, Al Qaeda prison stuff.
I gotcha.
So.
Al Qaeda?
Huh?
Al Qaeda?
Al Qaeda.
Oh, this one's great.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about you.
Would you rather watch a man get hit by a speeding truck or your parents having sex?
I've seen them.
The speeding truck.
Yeah. Seen the parents having sex.
I've been to YouTube.
Truck. I think the man getting hit by a truck would be a lot more funnier.
This is one of the best ones they've ever done. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him?
Talk like him, because I think it'd be funny.
You already kind of talk like him.
Here's part of the problem is if you fought Mike Tyson, you probably end up talking like him. But if you talk like him, you probably end up getting into a lot of fights.
Yeah,
I don't know. The thing is if you fight Mike Tyson, that
you get a lot of money. Regardless of whether or not
and a prosthetic
you win.
Ear.
Prosthetic ear.
Whoa. Okay, here you go. That's a good one. If you could change history, would you rather add your name to the Declaration of Independence or preface the U.S. Constitution with freakazoids, robots, please report to the dance floor?
Freakazoids, robots, please report to the dance floor.
My signature is so small, it wouldn't really matter. So I'd have to pick the other one with the freakazoids.
Freakazoids.
Could you just do it bigger?
Robots.
I can't do my signature bigger. Do it small.
Would you rather smile fiendishly and rub your hands together throughout all conversation, or preface all of your statements with beady, 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 like Tweaky from Buck Rogers? Things to consider proposing marriages. Proposing marriage, rather. So, I'd like to marry you. Not you, but...
Oh, yes. Give it to me, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby.
I'm gonna do that to you one time when we wake up and be like, yeah. You can't do that.
Let's play another song. What are we gonna hear?
Their name is Sterile.
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 And the group, the song
is
named Belichick, which I have no idea what that means in German.
Got a lot of static.
Die Kraft steckt tief in mir.
guest spot.
Eventually we're gonna run out of oil. And, you know. Actually, we're not eventually gonna run out of oil.
Everyone's like, oh, we're gonna run out of oil. We were running out of oil in like 1,000 years.
No, Hubbard speak is the.
I know that, you know, Hubbard speak. I understand that, but you also understand that the way that if you weigh Hubbard's Peak against like the increasing demand for alternate energy, I think that becomes moot. I'm not saying we're always going to get oil.
But it's going to get to a point where it's just not cost effective.
We're going to go find oil. We're constantly going to go find oil. But I'm thinking that's
what Hubbard's Peak says. That's people that the cost of it's going to be where you we'll have oil, plenty of oil, but we just won't be able to afford it.
Well, the problem.
And I'm sorry, the way it's looking right now, that seems to be the case.
I disagree. I mean, I'm saying the numbers and all that stuff, but I always look in the changes.
Every single prediction he made has hit almost like...
Dude, I am mighty fucking proud of the guy. I am mighty fucking proud of him. But what I'm saying is...
fuck you.
I think it will always be cost-effective for the things like, for example, electric is great. Electric engines are great. The hydrogen prototypes, those are great. Even the hybrids, those are great. The thing is, they do not generate the power that the combustion engine does. There will always be a demand for like the big heavy-duty vehicles that require diesel and actual gasoline. Now, gasohol, grain alcohol engine stuff, I'm all for that. Because, for God's sakes, we throw away so much fucking grain every year. And you can't get grain alcohol until the shit starts rotting any fucking way. I would like to go to those fucking compost heaps and be like, come here, bitch.
Isn't that shit, like, a lot more combustible, though?
Yes.
Like if you hit in someone's car, you're going to vaporize the whole block?
No,
what do you think's going to happen if you got a tank full of hydrogen in your car?
Yeah, dude.
And you get in a wreck?
Same thing. Hydrogen and fuel cells are going to be the same fucking
thing. Led Zeppelin?
Boom.
Led Zeppelin?
Well, one, he's thinking Hindenburg, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, the human.
But it's on the cover of Led Zeppelin. Hey, that's how my brain works.
Man. It does. It works sideways. But the point is... The point is...
I'm sorry.
The point is there's always another way. All right? Like, for example, I am a huge fan. Right? Like, I'm one of these guys, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm one of these guys, right? I'm a big fan of that.
You're not one of those.
But one of my big issues is that... You know, a lot of people sit there and they go, oh, well, you know, we want that ultra life or I'm dead, so I'm not worried about it. You know, you get a lot of people like that. You know, I ain't worried about this because I'll be dead by the time that happens. Fine. That's how the oil companies are. These guys that are getting the big paychecks are like, I don't give a shit. But I know for a fact that over 30 years ago, I know this for a fact because my godfather said it, and if anybody ever said he was a liar, I would kill them where they stand. But,
wow,
we had over 30 years ago vehicles that could get 50 miles of the gallon. Over 30 years ago, suppressed technology. It's not cost effective. The car companies, the oil companies are in coots. It's fine. That's fine. That's good business for them. But you know what? You look at things like the Clean Air Act. All right. Well, the Clean Air Act means now all the water's poisoned. All right. So, like, well, you were going to make Clean Air Act. Well, great, guys. Appreciate that. The water's poisoned. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? How about you go back and find that first thing that was done, like back in 19, let's just say 60, that was really efficient, a really efficient carburetor, really efficient, or a really efficient fuel injector, and go, okay, let's put that out. Slowly start releasing it. You'll still make a fuck ton of profit. The guy goes, wow, I can get 50 miles of a gallon in my fucking gigantic Hummer. That motherfucker will go buy it. He will go and buy it. And you will still make a fuck ton of money.
It's like the hybrid car. It's not like some third party... Car companies are making these things.
Yeah,
know? I mean,
this shit,
Ford,
that stuff has been around
whatever, you know.
Ever though, that's the
thing. They're gonna make money off of it.
Yeah, and I understand. Hey, look, I understand profit. I understand that. All I'm saying is that I wish my godfather were alive today because he would tell you the exact story. I know that he was not married to my godmother at the time when he found this car, but I know that if you look at that's at least 38 years ago. That's a long fucking time, dude. But if you look at it like this, imagine what's come out since then. Yeah. If they released it right now, we could have something that might get 100 miles of a gallon. Then gas prices would go, and they might raise. You never know, depending on what kind of spin they put on shit. You never know. But you know what? If gas was $5 a gallon, but my car got 150 miles of a gallon, I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be like, fuck it. I only fill up once every couple months.
This week's game.
Alright! You wanna couple up, basically? Or do you wanna go guys against the girls?
Sure, it'll be, Nancy or Mildred Pierce over here.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
hard,
yeah.
It's hard to tell which fantasy is coming true quicker for me.
He doesn't
mind. Is S&T and John versus Kaba
right.
and...
All
right,
are we
going to go? The cock versus the chick.
The pussy.
So we're just playing some German techno, and I think that's a good setup for our game this week, which is...
German techno band versus...
No, but you're close. It's IKEA product versus Lord of the Rings character.
Oh, yes! I got this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You we sure?
Got... Yeah, because he's
just at IKEA
fucking
all the
hard.
Time.
There are a couple obvious ones, but I'm telling you.
Just as long as you spell them out for me, because I pronounce them differently.
I am terrible at pronouncing these. I have a feeling I will butcher these like crazy.
What's IKEA?
Oh, that's great. Great. That's really good.
What's IKEA?
Out.
Wow, you guys are going to lose.
Really?
Awesome.
It's like a whole product.
What?
They have, like, pet items, some pet items, they have furniture,
empty.
They just really cheaply made products, but they last, but they're just very low price.
Oh, I should point out, I got assistance for this one. I actually found a website that it's just a bunch of lists, and not all the lists are like this, but they happen to do this very thing. But they don't have full 20, so I had to flesh it out a little bit more. But I thought it was funny that I found another web. I thought I had an original idea.
Yeah. Bastards.
Are you guys ready? Peregrine Took.
Lord of the Rings.
IKEA.
It is Lord of the Rings.
Yes, that is Lord of the Rings.
Like I said.
Faramir. 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 Maybe they'll see the show.
But IKEA is what, a Swedish company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Lord of the Rings.
IKEA.
IKEA?
Yeah.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Yes!
I can't see the video.
Okay. Fredden? F-R-E-D-E-N?
IKEA.
It's IKEA.
It's IKEA. Grundtall. Grundtall, probably. G-R-U-N-D-T-A-L. Grundtall.
You've only read the first one, number one. Number two... You've only read up to what, chapter 4?
What kind of...
7.
Wait.
No, I know all the characters.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know this before. I thought...
No, I've read
most of chapter 4.
No, I know most of the characters. Even though obscure
like
ones.
Like Frodo and Gandalf.
Yeah,
some guy named Sorin. And I hear there's a character named...
Sam?
But actually, I pay attention to really all the movies, so I know most of the...
So, Grundtall.
Grundtall, well,
I'm say, yeah.
Actually, from looking at the map, you can tell most of what the Hobbit's last names are, and I believe Tall was not one of the names of the...
So, it's not a Hobbit, so it must not be in Lord of the Rings. He obviously has not left the Hobbit kingdom in...
Oh, yeah, I've left the Hobbit...
Red.
Hobbiton. I'm gonna guess Lord of the Rings, Propel.
I thought we said IKEA. Well, I said IKEA.
If he wants to go with IKEA, he can go to IKEA, but I think it's Lord of the Rings.
He's going to IKEA. What do you guys say?
Lord of the Rings.
It's IKEA.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Boromir.
Boromir?
Definitely Lord of the Rings.
B-O-R-O-M-I-R.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boromir.
Okay, Lord of the Rings. Good job.
That was a dead giveaway.
Yeah. I don't know how obvious some of
sure
these
why,
are. I mean, there are some that I would go, yep, I know that one, but most of these I wouldn't know. Molger, M-O-L-G-E-R, or Molger.
Sounds kind of Swedish to me. We'll go IKEA.
Yeah.
IKEA? It is IKEA. Frida, F-R-E-D-A. Not Frida, but. Yeah,
it's
that.
Our turn to go first. I think we're going to go with neither.
You go with neither?
Oh.
I'll go with IKEA.
IKEA, and you said neither?
You go with neither?
I guess.
That is actually Lord of the Rings.
even though we were wrong, we still get one
yep.
point, right?
Yeah.
Agerum. A-G-E-R-U-M. Agerum.
Agerum?
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, why not?
I'll go Lord of the Rings.
See what they're saying, Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
That is IKEA.
Oh!
Babord. B-A-B-B-O-R-D.
If we get it wrong, we can laugh at them, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Right.
If we get it wrong, we
that's
can
absolutely right. Babord. B-A-B-O-R-D. Babord.
Definitely
IKEA.
Lord of the Rings.
And IKEA.
That is IKEA. Men are just not really dominating,
you know,
but the men are
kind of
all in the lead. Grima. G-R-I-M-A.
I'm going to say Lord of the Rings.
Neither.
Oh, and they get 2 points for the men.
Yes.
That is Lord of the Rings.
Aww.
Okay.
Okay, what did I miss?
Hey, we just got 2 points and one question.
How?
Because we neither we are wrong.
Akurum. A-K-U-R-U-M. Akurum. Or
Akurum.
Akurum, I guess.
He sounds so authoritative.
Yeah.
What?
He's just pulling this all out of his ass.
IKEA.
IKEA?
It's IKEA.
Oh, shit.
Sanma. S-A-N-M-A.
S-A-N.
Look, you're just going to guess. So just
IKEA. Guess.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm going to go with IKEA, too.
I don't want to go with neither.
All right, we're going to go with neither.
Good job. And you are definitely good for going. I was going to chastise you if you didn't get that one. And they get an extra 5 points.
Why?
Yes, and the guys are winning.
Let's just go ahead. Take a wager as to what it might be.
Spanish?
No. It is a Japanese fish used primarily in sushi.
Ah.
So... you being a fan of sushi, right. I would think you at least have some sort of working
familiarity. Oh, God, that sounds like shit.
Buck Rizla?
Buck Rizla?
Brunk Rizla.
What is it?
Brunk Rizla.
Brunk Rizla. B-R-U-N-K-R-I-S-S-L-A.
I wonder what I think, because I haven't heard of that in Lord of the Rings.
You said
Lord of the Rings.
Brunk Rizla?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Whatever.
It's IKEA.
Yes!
It's IKEA. Sultan Hogbo, SultanHogbo.
Lord of the Rings.
Are there sultans in the Lord of the Rings?
IKEA.
IKEA.
Whatever they say, I'm going to go on the
Are
other side
IKEA?
Of it.
IKEA. Is that IKEA? It is IKEA. Strangely,
awesome.
Strangely enough, Deagle. D-E-A-G-O-L.
Lord of the Rings.
That's a, now, isn't that a gun? Desert Eagle?
Deagle. No, that's Deagle. And that was one of the characters.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings? That is Lord of the Rings. I don't know how famous
it sounds. Lord of the Rings-ish.
Well, so does Smeagol, so I thought maybe it'd be
Smeagol!
Grimbold. G-R-I-M-B-O-L.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Is that one of the really obvious characters?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's Lord of the Rings.
Dude, what are you doing, man? You're messing me up.
Effective
I just
start.
I don't want to, you know, win with
and
too much
before
of
you start thinking too much of it, effective is E-F-F-E-K-T-I-V. Scarped is S-K-A-R-P-T.
IKEA.
Two words.
IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA.
It is IKEA.
It sounds weird.
What is IKEA?
Swedish.
You're an idiot!
Now he asks.
I asked it at the beginning.
Clippin.
What?
Clippin. K-L-I-P-P-A-N.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
That is IKEA.
Oh, okay.
And
IKEA
finally, Shelob. S-H-E-L-O-B.
IKEA.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. It's the giant spider. Man, the guys. Whoa. Shit.
Okay.
20 to 10.
We have pussy.
Wait, 20 to 10.
Wait, we have the power. Right? We have pussy. We have the power.
Yeah. Malt liquor is a horrible thing.
What track? Wait, I have a song about alcohol. We'll play that. I get drunk and I stumble to the phone and conjure up a bitch to bone when I'm alone. Bullshit, I told back I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off. No, keep it going. Django, can you make it? I'm just not knowing. I get drunk and start talking more shit. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out, cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. Damn, I'm drunk, I need a chunk, no better yet a hunk of that funk. When I get drunk, I might act uncouth, but when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, I'm freaky fresh. I make hip-hop fans say yes, yes, the lick's coming through. You know we gonna blow up, hold up, load up, I think I gotta... Damn, false alarm, I'm getting all the ladies with my cool charm. When I get drunk, I might even call my daddy a punk. Yeah, but only when I'm drunk.
Only when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Only when I'm drunk.
Let me pass the 40 to
only
my nigga. Tash.
It goes one for the chronic, two for the amnesia. It's the pimp slap Nicky with drinks in the freezer. Bust a one apple, two apple. Blitz. Type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a carjacker. Slip a code 40 fever when I'm cooler with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth, like I'm Harry Belafonte. Looking for them niggas that jump my homie Dante. All up in this bitch with the gin and Tango Ray. Drink like Mr. Window, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. But that's cause I'm old enough to do that type of shit. God damn, I gotta piss, I passed the mic to E. Swift.
Yeah, I get drunk and can't nobody whoop
I'm tripping. Must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon. Feeling like I could Earl any second. Wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the fuck was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the four O's. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me Ned, I keep a fifth in the trunk. Might fuck a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. I think I'm feeling a little better. Just ready to bust this. Like this, and you don't miss. Check it out. I get drunk and start thinking about my friends that passed on. With every 40 ounce, the memory will last on. Black Man, Muzzle, Mike Lee, and Suave D. You three MCs will always live in my memories. We used to rock shows, we used to rock hoes, and drink 40 O's and wear the same clothes. Damn, I wish we could go through it again. But I know one day we gonna do it again. And when the day comes, it's gonna be live. But I ain't in no hurry, so we don't drink and drive. The alcoholics, we get funky when we drinking. Just a little something to pump up the thinking. Only when we drunk. Only when we drunk. Only when we drunk. No. Only when we drunk. Beer run. Any up, nigga. Put the money in the hat.
Let's talk about politics.
So I'm going to read this. This is from the letters page of the, I don't know how to pronounce this, of a newspaper in America.
You know.
And
Soldatna.
This has been, a little background on this, apparently this letter to the editor has been printed verbatim in newspapers across the country, including the Augusta Chronicle.
Huh.
It's time to stop out atheists in America. The majority of Americans would love to see atheists kicked out of America. If you don't believe in God, then get out of this country. The United States is based on having freedom of speech, religion, etc., which means you can believe in God any way you want. Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, etc. But you must believe. I don't recall freedom of religion meaning no religion. Our currency even says in God we trust. So to all atheists in America, get off our country. Atheists have caused the ruin of this great nation by taking prayer out of our schools and being able to practice what can only be called evil. I don't care if they have never committed a crime. Atheists are the reason crime is rampant. Okay, so well, it's time to stop out atheists because freedom of religion
dude,
means...
atheists, they're hot chicks.
All of them are hot chicks!
Well, no, I've seen...
I prefer atheist. The whole Catholic schoolgirl thing myself, but...
But you see, you can get an atheist to dress up like a Catholic schoolgirl. And...
So your friend's an atheist. And he's the reason why there's crime.
Yes, exactly. I was just thinking about blaming all the crime on him.
I don't see why atheists, why all the crime is their fault. How did that...
There are suspicions that this letter to the editor may have been written as a joke by an actual atheist.
I think so, because that has nothing to
it's
do with
it's just
crime.
A little too overboard.
Not believing in God has nothing to do with
but crime. On the flip side, there are so many people who actually believe that shit.
What the fuck does atheism have to do with crime?
Well, okay, most religions such as Christianity and Buddhism have a main person that they worship.
Entity.
That yes,
dude.
Entity, that works. That they worship that was an example on how they're supposed to live their life. The Christians have Jesus Christ and the Buddhists have Buddha. And basically they, you know, you're supposed to live your life such as this way. Some people might think that if you don't have anybody to go by an example, then you're just basically...
Lost.
Yeah!
Daft Punk is not punk.
Yeah, but they want to hear it.
Okay, yeah, hey, you want to hear some Daft Punk? I got something for you. This is Daft Punk versus the group Clips.
Let the rest fit in. I'm like, no, love.
two chicks and toastin'. I turn up the volume, watch the bass get them open. Soft spoken with a wild side. I love them in the ride, they love it in the ride. We was moving bodies before we hit the party. Before the music started, why the fuck I was already fucking. Cinderella, you girl, from nothing to something. Hit the parking lot, hear the club system thumping. Lose the pace, you two be great. But it's in the VIP, I got new moves to make.
Daft Punk versus Clips. That's a mashup.
I didn't like that.
Really?
I liked it.
I liked
the beat. She liked the Daft Punk part.
You're not familiar with that Clips song? That was like a major hit for them.
I never heard of it, but
well. Me neither.
No.
I don't listen to the radio either, but I like Clips.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
I'm going to see this tomorrow. Pan's Labyrinth, and I haven't even read the thing. I'm already going to give it 9 stars. Anyway.
I heard it was supposed to be really, 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 really good.
Yeah. Written and directed by
Guillermo
del Toro. This film has earned 6 Oscar nominations, including Best Foreign Language Film. In 1944 Spain, a young girl comes upon an ancient maze, where she learns that she is a legendary lost princess and can become immortal by completing a series of dangerous tasks.
Yeah, he did that other movie that you may watch.
Devil's Backbone. He did Kronos, which is one you haven't seen that you should see. That's really good. He did Hellboy, which actually was very good. And he did Blade 2, which was actually really good. And I've yet to see a bad movie by him. Hmm. Blade 2, probably his worst film, and that's a really good movie. So
you gave him what?
Star? I give it 9 stars.
Oh,
I'm hesitant to give it the full 10, but...
I'm going to go 8. Nine stars. What the hell? 9 stars. It sounds good.
Tammy?
I give it 10 stars.
Oh, wow.
Because... I've
you should see the look of horror on Mr. Pierce's face.
I've seen the trailer for it, and it's like one of those things. It got awesome reviews, and it looks really, really good.
It had like a 98% review rate on Rotten Tomatoes, which is practically unheard of. It's really hard to get past like 95 on there. So.
Well, as long as it doesn't cast Pan in a bad light, I'll give it 8 stars. Otherwise, 7.
Pan, gotta panic. Okay, moving along. Has anyone here seen Factory Girl? I've never even heard of this movie.
Neither have I.
Nope.
Anybody? Factory Girl. Really, really tiny, tiny thing. Sienna Miller stars as Edie Sedgwick in this true story about Andy Warhol's tragic young muse.
I've seen a preview for that, actually.
So, it was a good thing?
No, that movie looked like it sucked.
I like movies about Andy Warhol. So
it is about Andy Warhol, so 7. The pretension factor skyrockets immediately.
Most people, you go the Campbell Soup guy. And...
Or if you want to get, you know, what was the name of the band that he did the banana on the cover for? Was it Velvet Underground?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Velvet Underground. They're one of their most famous album covers. Probably their most famous album cover, and certainly one of the most famous album covers in all of history of rock and roll, is the banana, and it's Andy Warhol.
First of many
album covers he's done. Yeah, I'm going to say probably... I don't think it's probably going to be bad. I mean, there's not much to go off of here. That's a really tiny review. I mean, a tiny snippet. Most of these are like paragraphs. That was like one sentence. But I'm going to probably say maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'll say 7.
It's probably not going to be all that in a bag of chips, but it's probably not going to suck either. I don't know. But you think it's going to suck, so.
I'm going to go like three.
Okay.
Five. In the middle.
Yeah, I think it's going to suck.
Okay, I haven't heard of this either. Breach. Anybody here seen this?
Yeah.
You seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. I saw the trailer to it.
Ryan Phillippe stars as a young FBI agent paired up with his revered agent Chris Cooper, who is suspected to be a traitor for selling government secrets to the Russians. This film is based on a true story.
Wow.
It kind of, at first I thought it was going to be, when I saw the trailer for it, I thought it was going to be something to do with 9/11. But I don't think it really is.
Of course the government's not going to release any of that.
Oh my god, no.
I think I saw a trailer for it. It kind of went over my head. One of those trailers.
It's one of those, probably one of the spy movies. If you're really into spies and the government and stuff.
Like Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, like I said, six stars, so six, on to Tammy.
I agree with him.
Three.
Yeah, I'm going to go probably like five or six.
A three because five I don't really half. Like the government thing. And what? I'm trying to talk here.
What?
I like the government thinking. That's why I like the movie.
I say it's three because I.
Can I just hear something about biting nipples?
I'm really wanting to bite my nails right now. I'm trying to I'm trying to quit smoking and quit biting my nails all at the same time.
I just heard biting and then something that started with an N and immediately thought nipples. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting everything.
I give it
okay. So, onward.
What was that, babe?
Nothing.
Did you give stars, Amber?
I didn't hear the reviews. I was off the mall all way.
So, something. 10 stars from Amber. Okay. So, we're playing this song. This is Aesop Rock with the 9 to 5 or something. Because we all love our jobs, right?
Shit. Vanessa, what time is it?
Zoom into the fuming of an aggravated breed via the study of post-adolescent agitated seeds. Half the patients waste themselves prior to commencement, so I focus on the urban oxygen samples, the half that made it breathe. This old Pompeii impression sways infection in 12 steps or less, secreting swiftly tipping toe and hard to swallow barter concepts. The give it, get it, never let itself pass for our stubbornness. Martyrs talk money causes in a harvesting Spartacus and so on. I throw long Hail Mary bombs toward cookie cutter Mother Nature's bedazzled synthetic fabric. Ice treats the peasants like they tried to fuck his woman while he slept inside. While they're merely chasing perfectionist them, but when the clock strikes nine, I'll be waking with the best of the routine caffeine team players, but a cycle of it. Under a dusted angel heart string, Big Brother is watching my odometer like Buzzard the Folding Out, talking stealth. We got babies, rubber stamps, and briefcase parts. You want some door to door now, order $10 or more. We'll shove it down your throat for free. I'll sacrifice my inborn tendencies for copper pennies for one commander, give me that, so we can retain baby back. Mega fighter, snake, venom, all across the free heckle, shiesty brain, headroom, shake planet, make a move, pause, make a move. Break cannon, bend barrel 180, U-turn, squeeze, end it. It's on like it's never been. It's bleeding well, bigger than a bread box. It corrodes my leaky finance. I'll take my seat atop the Brooklyn Bridge with a Coke and a bag of chips to watch 1,000 lemmings plummet just because the first one slipped. Sometimes I laugh at victory, kissing these little question marks. I tend to underestimate my average. Just another bastard savage. Someday you'll all eat out of my cold hand, cause every dog has its day, at which point I pull it away. Now, we, the American working population, hate the fact that 8 hours a day is wasted on chasing the dream of someone that isn't us. We may not hate our jobs, but we hate jobs in general that don't have to do with fighting our own causes. We, the American working population, hate the 9 to 5 day in, day out, but we'd rather be supporting ourselves by being paid to look back to the past times that we have already based solely on the fact that it makes us smile if it sounds dope. It's the year of the silkworm. Everything I built burned yesterday. Let's display the purpose that these still serve. Elevate the spreading of the silk germ. Trying to weave a web and all I believe in is dead. Brother, it's the year of the jackal. Saddle up on high horse. My torch force Polaris embarrassed. Shackle up the hassle by the doom and legend barrage. I bought some new sneakers. I just hope my legacy matches. It's the year of the land shark. Dry as sand parks. Damn, get these men some water. They're out there being slaughtered in meaningless wars, so you don't have to bother and can sit and soak the idiot box trying to fuck their daughters. Man, it's the year of the orphan, seated adjacent to the fireflies, circling the torches on your porches, trying to guard the fortress of a king they've never seen or met, but all are trained to murder at the first sign of a threat. Maybe it's the year of the water bug, cockroach, utter thug specimen. They respawn from dreaming of your next of kin. I'm still dealing with this mess I'm in. I've been the object of your ridicule. You've been a bitch, lieutenant. God, it's the year of the been trying to rape Earth in my off time. You boy dizzy, I can't keep myself busy enough. So you can run, 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 and I'ma let you think you won. Everybody, we the American working population hate the fact that 8 hours a day is wasted on chasing the dream of someone that isn't us. And we may not hate our jobs, but we hate jobs in general that don't have to do with fighting our own causes. We the American working population hate the 9-to-5 day in, day out. While we'd rather be supporting ourselves by being paid to perfect the pastimes that we have harbored based solely on the fact that it makes us smile if it sounds dope. Fumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretching. My life is a mess and if I never make it home today, God bless it. Fumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretching. My life is a mess and if I never make it home today, God bless.
Mildred
reviews the world.
And chips and salsa.
Number one.
Numero uno.
Knight Rider.
Yeah, Knight Rider's awesome. I like Knight Rider.
I bet you.
David Hasselhoff.
Well.
Come on, you can imagine.
Knight Rider was awesome because of Kit and Kit alone.
Yes.
Didn't Kit have like an evil twin or something?
Car.
It was really funny.
Boy, not very creative Kit with the car. Acronyms on that show, were they, you know?
I always found out later when he was Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World. That was just funny because, I mean, it was always Kit.
The Wikipedia article, I actually read the whole thing. It was a really interesting read. David Hasselhoff and the guy who played Kit never actually met while they were making the series. Mm-hmm. They always did his stuff in post, and they had someone reading for him for the thing. I thought that was interesting.
I'll give it a 4 thumbs up.
Any thumbs down?
One.
I would give a 4 thumbs down just for fucking David Hasselhoff.
Come on, he thought he was cool back then.
I thought he was cool back then. I was like, 8!
Anyway, I was going to give 1 because it's from the 80s.
80s rule!
I don't think so.
So we have item 4. Item 4. Music?
Pink Floyd, Dark Side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good choice,
man. Yeah. Good shit, man.
Is that the one that you can link up to,
Wizard of Oz, yes, and that actually works. And if you're stoned, it has a much greater effect.
I think that's my least favorite Pink Floyd album, actually. I mean, like, Money just drives me crazy, because I love sampling, but those sound effects just make me want to be like, man, can I get a version of that without the sound effects? It'd be great.
4 thumbs up.
Not 5?
No, it'd be better.
Okay.
Like, some two albums.
Nah.
A bit short.
Yeah. Okay. That's another one I've got on vinyl.
Cool. Dude.
3? What's 3?
Book,
I think, maybe? Dumbing Us Down by John Taylor got it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think you should read that one. I can pull that out so you can read it. Yeah. But, it's good stuff. Good stuff. But yeah, he's kind of a radical and forms a lot of my kind of ideas about education and how much it sucks.
Thumbs?
I think that's a 4 thumb. But
okay.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
It's kind of short.
7.
Is that like an idea or something?
I think so, yeah.
How about a group of kids in a neighborhood making an airplane?
Why would you kick him off the bed for that?
Because that's not...
That was not a kick off the bed statement.
He's being a smart ass.
I'm fucking your sister. That's a kick off the bed statement.
Do you have a sister? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I like him though.
I know you do.
Yeah, I like his too. Yeah.
I like the whole idea that the airplane was only going to be used to fly around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I get the in my
like it's tethered.
Or for some reason it can't go above like one story. It just kind of hovers.
Oh yeah, the like there's nowhere for it to escape. Yeah,
well, I've got one.
Well, no, we were going to use a real.
No, we already got one. We've already got a good one.
We were going to use a real 8-piston.
Like here, but like a
yeah,
like.
We were looking for a old aviation scrapyard.
I'm curious because you probably know what would the FAA say about that?
Oh, the FAA
may be labeled experimental.
Yeah, you could get an experimental license for it.
I mean, what if they didn't have a license? Could they be thrown in jail for that?
Yeah, well, not in jail. We could be fined heavily. Our parents could. I'm sorry. this is for you. I'm sorry. I used to work at an airport, so.
Man, I'm glad that's you, Steve.
Well, no, I worked there.
If 50% of the work done in the airplane is done by you, then it's new label experimental. And a lot of people want to get that because that means you don't have to take it to somebody else to have it, you know, serviced or repaired or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, you can repair it yourself.
So,
just
yeah.
You document that you've done it
but
yourself.
Something that he designed on paper when he was 8. I don't know.
8, that was 12, 13,
whatever, same thing.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Actually, part of it was designed on the
computer. John Denver.
How fucking high off the ground do you think they're going to get?
Speaking of...
If they can get off the ground, they're probably going to be successful. Why was that a kick off the bed?
Because he's just being an idiot.
Like, I stuck your toothbrush up my ass. That's a kick off the bed.
I didn't stick your toothbrush up my ass, I swear. Please don't kick me off the bed.
My toothbrush is at my apartment.
I know, and Jason let me in.
I stuck Jason's toothbrush up my ass.
No, it was Rainey's.
Actually, no, I really did.
Comments.
Okay. Right. So,
but anyway, what do you think?
Three down.
Three down? Oh, that's... Yeah. Thank you so much.
Any thumbs up at all?
One for Spirit.
We actually designed it to go about 3,000 feet in the air.
Two. Have we done two?
No.
I think we did music for food.
Okay, we'll do
I thought food was five.
I don't know. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti? Yum.
Hard spaghetti.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Remember Rosemary?
Oh, yeah.
She would, when we lived here before.
Yeah, spaghetti? I mean, do I need to describe it to people? And
yes, please. Define what spaghetti is.
Tell people why it's so awesome.
You know...
It just kind of goes without saying, right?
Spaghetti kind of shares that with pizza, that it's really hard to get bad spaghetti. And I'm not saying it's not possible.
My mom
extremely unlikely.
Okay.
My mom
spaghetti. Can burn spaghetti.
They don't know how to make spaghetti in the Philippines. I'll tell you that much. It's oily.
I would suppose not,
sweet.
Yes.
The sauce is
do they
sweet.
Put purple ice cream on?
Oh, sweet sausage is good, though.
No, sweet sauce. Like,
oh, sauce.
Put like way too much sugar in it.
No.
Yeah.
Sugar in the sauce?
Most spaghetti sauce has
yeah,
I mean, like a little bit, but
yeah.
Not like...
That's the reason why it's so bad, because they have too much.
I like sweet sausage in my spaghetti. I don't know, it's just... I like to suck on the sweet sausage.
Really?
No demonstrations are necessary.
Why is she laughing?
Yeah, is there something you
said
need to tell us,
Sammy? I'm sorry, I just had a perverted thought go through my mind when he said
wow, that. Nobody else had that perverted thought go through mine. Well, let's play some Christian music.
Actually, I have a suggestion for a song. All I know is it's by Notorious B.I.G. and it's something about going back to Cali.
I don't have that, but I do have the original.
Think so. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, dialing, and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the beat. One steering wheel plushed out, gold leaf phantom top, and three girls waiting. The chrome is shining, passing all
I don't think so. I'm coming back to Cali. Surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I'm fast, fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time. I said, close your eyes, I got a surprise. Bottle of wine.
To podcast number 32. Thanks to our guests for coming out, Tammy, John, Ember.
I can't believe my boyfriend's mom listens to this show, which is going to make me second guess almost everything that I say from here on out on every podcast I'm on.
Okay. So, yeah, we've had a good time. If only we talk about sex a little bit more.
Would you like to? I have tons more to say about it.
I'm sure you will.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com or myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. It's time for shout-outs. Anybody got some shout-outs?
Have y'all heard of Intern Sean on 95 Rock?
No.
I quit listening to 95 Rock like when I graduated from high school.
I was going to give a shout out to him, but you know, fuck him.
No, that's cool. Oh, so I guess that's it.
Adios.
No shout outs at all, huh?
Yes,
we got a shout out to Intern Scott.
Sean.
So no shout-outs this week.
Well, besides Intern Sean.
Yeah.
Besides Intern Sean.
And Helen.
The rest of you guys can go fuck yourselves.
Won't be fresh. Won't be fresh. What the fuck?
slammed it right in. I hadn't had anything in months.
Oh, God. So, but you probably hit something.
No.